35th Street.
All right. And the area where all the, most of the big buildings are, you call that the what? Where the big shopping?
The industrial area?
The big, no, the shopping center.
In Chicago?
Yeah, the main one.
The Loop?
Yeah, okay. And does Uptown mean anything to you?
It doesn't mean something to me.
What part of Chicago is Uptown?
Well, I don't refer to any part of Chicago as Uptown.
Okay. What does it mean to you then?
Well, it does mean Uptown in some towns refers in to Chicago. The town, but in Chicago, Uptown doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
Somebody said Uptown, and I wouldn't know what they were referring to.
Okay. The area around the stockyards is called what?
The back of the yards.
And that small park facing Newbury Library.
I don't know.
You ever hear of Bug House Square?
Bug House Square, yes. Hmm. But and I know there was a library close by.
Yeah. Well, what is Bug? Why do you associate that with Bug House Square? I mean, why? What is the word Bug House in Bug House Square?
You mean what do I associate with Bug House Square?
Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think it's called Bug House Square, more specifically? Any special reason?
Well, I don't think it refers to bugs. I think it probably refers to humans and probably the type of people. People who have something to express, but there isn't a great deal of people who are interested in listening to what they want to express. So, because most time it has no merit. Most
okay.
of the case it has
okay.
no merit.
Okay. Now, all right. You mean that the people are bug house? You mean, in other words, the people tend to be tend to be insane? I mean, in that relation to bug house?
No, they don't. No, it's not insane. It's just that they're
radical
type of people that I refer to radicals.
Or as bugs or as
no.
Do you refer to the people as bugs or why bug house? That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, I see. Well, probably, I'm trying to think of why it was named this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably because the people are buggy, they may refer to them as being buggy, which doesn't mean that they have lice or fleas, but
okay. Yeah.
They are distorted mentally.
All right, fine. Did your mother used to make bread?
Sometimes.
Well, what would you call that? That she made. Call it
homemade bread. Fresh bread.
All right. And what kind of bread was it? Usually.
Homemade bread.
Yeah.
White bread.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and what other kind of breads are there? Name a few different other varieties of bread.
Oh, there's whole wheat bread, rye bread, Russian rye, Polish rye.
Is there a difference between these two?
Slightly.
You know what it is?
I can't describe it, but I can.
Okay, that's all right. How about, this is isn't exactly a bread, but it's called this, and it's made of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread?
Bread made at home, we call homemade bread. What about bread purchased in a bakery or a store?